This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa without John Jansen or Heather Park today. But don't worry, we've got Stoney in.
What up?
Good morning, Stoney.
Good. How was your fourth?
Good.
Yeah.
Nice and relaxing. Got Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fioco on the updates. 4th of July, fireworks really weren't even that bad all weekend.
No, they were actually cool.
I had a good time,
On a boat in the middle of one of the lakes, and there were fireworks all over the place. It was weird because I wasn't feeling great, and they went out on the boat. I said, I'm going to stay inside and just watch the Tiger game. And
which night was this?
It was Friday night. The 4th, Friday night.
Yeah.
So I come, and then so I get a text from my daughter. Because they're bringing in the dog, so why don't Dad come on the boat? So I said, all right. And so I stayed for the fireworks.
Fireworks on a boat. Great call.
It was good.
Yeah.
That was good, yeah.
We had a ton Friday night. We had a little bit Saturday night, and really none last night.
We had a few last night.
Did you?
After 11, but, you know, whatever.
I mean, I
don't care.
It's not.
No.
Not a big deal.
I'm happy I can hear them.
Is that the point you've reached?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Happy you could hear the fireworks.
Yes, absolutely.
You did ask how cats react to them.
Yes.
So Friday night, he was not doing well with all the fireworks, mm-hmm. but we built him like a little fort, and then he got preoccupied, and he was doing his own little thing with the blankets and whatever. So cats, I don't think nearly as bad as dogs. I know people with dogs, fireworks are the worst time of the year.
I've had dogs throughout my whole marriage, so to speak, and then we had dogs react in different ways. The older one now, because she's losing her hearing a little bit, but so she can feel certain things and she goes in the closet. The other one's deaf, so it's no big deal. It's just another day in the office for Sammy.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So there you go. 4th of July weekend is here and gone. Highlight of that weekend for me, breaking out the brooms, baby.
Oh, yes.
Sweeping these Guardians right out of Cleveland.
You know, they're one of those teams you just love to beat the crap out of.
Never gets old.
And they didn't beat the crap out of them. I mean, it was a three-game sweep. But,
yeah.
I mean, it was just...
But think about it. You get the tension of every game.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you leave with a smile. Mm-hmm. Three straight. Now, they've lost 10 in a row. You've sent them further into this tailspin. 15 and a half games back. This team won the AL Central a year ago. Mm-hmm. Was in the ALCS a year ago. Has been a thorn in our side.
I didn't do their elimination number. I mean, the Tigers' magic number is 59. 13 and a half league game lead.
Some people will still be mad at us for pointing it out.
I don't care.
But whatever. The reality is reality. It doesn't matter if you don't like it. The Tigers are running away with this division.
Yeah.
You can't say it. Well, we are. And the Tigers, to me, that was the most satisfying game of the season Sunday. And I know we've had some fun ones. Look, I mean, en route to the best record of the American League, we've had a ton of wins. And whether it was a Javi walk-off against the Red Sox or Skubal's complete game, we've had some great games. To me, Sunday was the pinnacle because you thought you'd lost it in the ninth only to have McKinstry save the day. He comes in as a pinch runner, steals a bag, reviewed, but he did steal that bag.
Yeah, this was the right call.
He scores on the wild pitch, and it's because instinctively he was close. He took a couple cheat steps, and he was ready to capitalize on a wild pitch.
I can't remember, and I've been watching baseball since Ty Cobb. No, I can't remember a guy scoring on a wild pitch where the ball really wasn't that far away.
It didn't go back to the cage. No,
I mean it was amazing.
He is grit personified. He is one of these dudes who represents who the Tigers are as a ball club. And then, Stoney, the best part of it all to me is he's got to go play first base for the first time in his major league career.
Right, use Torque's glove.
Yeah, he's using Torque. He's like, whatever it takes. I mean, Zach McKinstry is whatever it takes. And, of course, the Tigers feed on it and hit a couple bombs.
Yes.
And Riley, who had been struggling against Cleveland, hits a bomb.
Struggling? He was 0-for-16 with 10 strikeouts heading into that at-bat, including striking out with the bases loaded in his previous at-bat. Looking, he was like, you know, Riley Green goes through these, you know, ups and downs more than any other player, I think. And he goes up. And Sweeney's first home run in his career off of a fastball?
Yeah. And Cade Smith's first given up all season, the power reliever for these guys. It was everything. I mean,
yes.
I don't want to make too big a deal out of one regular season game in July, but if we're going to ask what's the most satisfying win of the season, to me it was on Sunday because it was a little bit everything.
Yeah. Look, the pitching all weekend, the bullpen made you nervous a little bit, obviously, but the starting pitching was really, really good. Obviously, Olsen coming back was good. Mize was great on Saturday. And Scooble was Scooble. But offensively, I mean, they had three hits in 18 innings going in their last 18 innings going into the 10th inning. In the first 27 innings of the series, three runs, 10 hits. That's not going to win most baseball games, but this team,
How much of that, too, is that we saw, well, I don't know if Cleveland's going to make the playoffs. Those are the kind of games you have to win in the playoffs,
true,
right? When, hey,
no
it's offense is hard to come by, and you got to find a way to win a close 2-1 ball game, a 1-0 ball game, a game that goes into extras. You have to find a way to win those games if you're going to win in the postseason.
And what shouldn't be overlooked in going down, you know, what happened yesterday in that game, you know, you talked about, you know, McKinstry playing first base for the first time. I mean, it's not the... I wouldn't call it a no-brainer, but not every manager is going to pinch run for Torkelson in that situation.
Right, on first. Some would do it on second because
correct,
a single could score you.
That was a brilliant move.
You have to do that. I don't think that was I actually was wondering why he was out there for the first batter that came up. Who came up right after Torque? He didn't pinch run.
Not initially, you're right, because there was a fly ball and he had to get back to first.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, you look at... That was a magical win yesterday.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Like, I actually was kind of waiting for you guys to send your prep and say that's the best win of the year, because I thought it was.
Yeah.
What you said about McKinstry playing first, for the first time ever in his career in the 10th inning, Trey Sweeney also hit his first home run off a fastball in his career in that 10th inning.
Yeah.
It's laughable. It's kind of ridiculous.
And against those guys too. I mean, I do think it matters that it's against Cleveland for people.
And it's against
one
Kate team.
Smith, who killed them in the playoffs last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you get a Scooble start on top of it where he strikes out 10. Like, it was the game of the year for the Tigers.
Right. And look, they were fortunate. We'll never know, but they were fortunate that, you know, Classe hits Torkelson.
Yep.
I mean, out of nowhere.
But one base runner.
Exactly.
And you don't score if it's not McKinstry with two great plays on the base paths.
Right. They don't get a hit. They
score
the tie run.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they bust the game open in extras. But again, the team feeds off of that stuff.
Yes.
Sweep the Guardians over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Most satisfying game of the year, you tell us. 248-539-9797. And there have been some great ones this season.
Yeah.
But this to me, because of who it's against, because of how they did it, because great point. It reinforces who this baseball team is.
Mm-hmm.
This gritty team. I know we overdo the grit thing, but that was a gritty win.
I know.
Sonny, your point, they're not getting any hits.
No.
They're going to drop the third game, and it wouldn't have been a huge deal. They would have taken the series.
Right.
But I think to put the exclamation mark, the emphatic, like burying Cleveland, rubbing their nose in it. They've struggled. This is now 10 in a row.
I know.
Rubbing their nose in it.
And for the Tigers, it's coming off a series that they lost to Washington, a team that fired their manager and their general manager yesterday.
On the eve of the draft?
Yeah.
The draft is this month, like a week away.
Yeah, which actually proves that the general manager basically just lets, in all these teams, you let the scouts do most of it.
It's just handed in the card.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else will hand in the card.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. When the game was done, we found out who was in the All-Star game. And we knew we had three Tigers. We kind of knew we had four because of Scooble. Mm-hmm. But it was only four.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to be outraged today.
You know, enough of that. Enough of the outrage. And then I hear some people say, well, they should get rid of the rule where you have to have one representative from each team. No. No. I mean, granted, I don't want to say, when I was a kid, you know, when the Phillies stunk and they always look forward to the introductions of the one guy from your team. And I know people, how many times did we have what? Was Bobby Higginson an All-Star one year? One of these.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, they had some really.
Oh, we've had some. Jimenez was our All-Star one year.
Yeah, I mean, so, but it's cool to see your team, especially when you're a kid, get introduced and then you tip of the cap. So, yeah, I mean. Do you remember
but it does shrink the pool when you have to put one Angel in and you have to put one.
Well, they expanded the
Rice
rosters,
Sox.
Too, so as well. So there's just a lot of them. There's other players. There's other guys that, got snubbed more than our guys.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream about we didn't get five or six All-Stars. Now, some people may have someone they want to stump for. If you want to make a case for someone, we'll leave the lines open for you. Certainly want Tiger fans to speak their mind today.
Do you remember the last time they had four All-Stars?
Four All-Star starters?
Or four All-Stars in the game.
Period? Yeah. I know the last time they had three was 07. I just don't even, when was it?
Last time they had four All-Stars.
Was it 80s?
2015.
Wait, what?
2015, they had four All-Stars.
The Tigers did?
Yep. Cabrera, J.D. Martinez, David Price, and Jose Iglesias.
Okay. I thought I had seen the last time. Oh, three starters was 07.
Yes.
Okay. And we had Price in 15. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Jose Iglesias.
Jose Iglesias. All right, if you guys have thoughts on the All-Stars, the lack thereof, only four for the Tigers, 248-539-9797. Let us know, and if you have one that you think was snubbed more than others, it's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And just like that, Tigers get to extra innings. Tigers sweep the Guardians. Dan Dickerson on the call. Most satisfying win of the year yesterday. Beating those guys that way.
Yeah. It's right up there.
McKinstry, borderline all-star, making two plays on the bases. You got Sweeney hitting his first homer off a fastball. You have Green finally hitting the Guardians. And you have Cade Smith, who had been a nemesis, giving up some bombs in the 10th. Tigers win.
They did everything they needed to do. They would just win. I mean, it's the Raiders cliche, but it's true. It's like when they won the game, and I tweeted out just two words, this team. Yeah. It's the way they do things in certain games is just incredible, because when you look at it, individually, yeah, they're not that good. They need this, they need that. But it's the collection, the sum of the parts that they have this incredible situation going on.
I also think, too, taking advantage of other teams' stupidity, with all due respect to how magical that win was yesterday, that was a stupid pitch. You're going up against Parker Meadows, who can't hit 200 barely.
Yeah.
And
blow it by him.
Yeah, don't take the risk. You need to recognize what the Tigers are trying to do with McKinstry. They put him in. He steals a base. By the way, the second baseman for the Guardians, he knew he was safe.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking immediately, like, yeah, right, But he gets the second, and then once they advance him to third, everything has to be down the pipe.
Yep.
You know what? Against that hitter. If you're going against Riley Green or maybe Carpenter's in, who burned you last year, you start throwing a little junk, but it's just stupid.
No, the matchup, and it didn't feel like
and
they
racing
did.
Racing down the base, they're not holding third.
Right, that's also a stupid play by Ramirez or whoever instructed him not to play.
We had two strikes, so you're supposed to play back then. Yeah. I mean, it was but not at least, I know you're not holding them right at third, but you need to hold them responsible.
Right.
Keep them fair.
If Benetti's pointing out in the TV broadcast a wild pitch ties the game, then Cleveland should be aware of that, too, when you can't pitch that low in the zone.
You know, you get the break of Torres not suffering a more significant injury.
Right.
On a play where I think most times and not a guy's going on at least the IL, and it could have been something major.
Right.
But they're just catching the breaks, man. That's the magic to it. You have to have that, I think, to win a championship.
First Ticket Text, this is a championship-caliber moment for a championship-caliber team. They don't quit. How can you not be romantic about baseball? What a swing, what an inning.
Yeah, it's the charm of the sport.
Baez walk-off to sweep Boston was the best game of the season until yesterday. We got a new number one. If Carp isn't on the IL, does it even happen? Sweeney would still be in Toledo. How crazy the stars align.
Correct.
Joey.
But if Carp was playing, he might have hit a home run.
Might not have needed it, yeah.
Exactly.
We mentioned all-star snubs.
Yeah.
Tigers got Skubal. And then they got the three guys who made it in on the fan vote with Baez and Torres and Green. Skubal was asked about only four All-Stars after Sunday's game.
Well, there's people that deserve it, but there's people at other I mean, we mentioned Junior Caminero of the Rays. I mean, he's going to be playing third base tonight at Comerica Park. He's slugging 5-11 with 21 home runs and 55 RBIs. Now, he might be added for Bregman, because Bregman's hurt, as you know, pitching-wise. Framber Valdez didn't make it.
Tigers got the most players of any American League club with four.
Yeah.
I don't know who the biggest snub is. Like, a ticket texter says it's Dingler, who's arguably the second best catcher in the AL. That would have been the only one he would have been would have stumped for. Kirk has better numbers. Kirk was the second catcher from Toronto.
Yeah.
I don't think Dingler had a great case.
No.
Torque had a case.
Yes and no, but I mean,
he has a higher OPS than the guy who's starting the game at first base, and he has 20 homers.
That's true.
He has a case. Again, I'm not sitting here shedding any tears. McKinstry has a case. I mean, Benetti was stumping for him on the broadcast yesterday. McKinstry's got double-digit stolen bases. He's got an 800 OPS. I think he's got an OPS higher than Caminero.
Maybe. I mean, you could make an argument. George Springer, the Blue Jays as well. 16 homers, 53 RBIs. He's hitting 281. I mean,
they didn't.
Joe Ryan of Minnesota.
Sure. I mean, I know people are going to say Casey Mize. He got hurt. He missed a little bit of time that may have hurt him.
Well, that's where Valdez also would have, I mean, what's Valdez? I see here. He's like 10-4, I think.
Yeah, I'm not.
290, 115 strikeouts and 115 innings.
Yeah, I'm not kicking him out of the game.
No.
And if they had taken more relievers, maybe there's a case for one of Canley or Vest. I thought there was a chance he could get up to five.
Yeah.
Look, you have a team that's good. There's plenty of guys who were deserving. Skubal's were deserving.
I would say, like, Mize with his ERA is probably might have the highest. Or the lowest ERA of anybody that didn't make it of a starter. Is Valdez's lower?
Yeah, he's 2.90.
Mize is 2.63.
Yeah.
9-2.
Yeah.
I mean, win loss, it's hard to value that.
But he's got 100. But I feel like strikeouts, 115 in 115 innings, pretty damn good too for Valdez. Look, it'd be nice and all that, but it's not to me. It's not worth getting worked up about, you know.
I don't think it was some injustice.
No.
And again, I think there's a chance that McKinstry could get in with an injury.
Yes.
You mentioned Springer. A lot of his damage has been done recently to the point where the voting, and he hit 5 home runs this week, I think.
Like, yeah.
So, speaking of them, how about this little nugget? I know people are still saying the Tigers need to add a bat, but you look at this conversation and the amount of all-stars that you could campaign for, do they really need it? And I still think we all think they need it because the hitting just goes into such a funk for several innings during the game. But my biggest concern right now is not only the Astros are absolutely playing great, they're only a game and a half behind the Tigers, but the Blue Jays are 4.5 back. And I just think it's imperative that they keep a top 2 seed and avoid that 2 out of 3 series.
Because stuff can happen when they just lost to the Nationals in the best 2 out of 3 series.
That's my point. It's like it's just so dangerous.
Well, look at last year.
Yeah, last year the Astros were the better ball club for the course of the season, and we got them 2 out of 3. Someone springs a great starter on you.
You're right.
And now you're up against it, backed into a corner. You want to set Scooble up for game 1 in a 5-game series because you might be able to pitch him twice in that 5-game series, and now you're in the ALCS.
All right, I think the Blue Jays and the Tigers are kind of teetering, I think, on maybe controlling that a little bit. The Blue Jays are 36-18 their last 54.
And Houston's been hot too.
That's 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And the Blue Jays get Oakland or Sacramento and the White Sox this week.
They're going to push. I mean, we're going to talk about you're going to need more than 95 wins potentially here.
And look, the Tigers have played both of them already this season on the road, so they'll play them both here later in the season. So, look.
Yeah, there's a 4-game series at Comerica Park in late July against the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm. You brought up, do they need a bat even though they're going to have 3 and maybe deserve 4 or even 5 bats in the All-Star game? Yeah, they strike out a lot.
Yes.
Playoff baseball's tough. We saw this weekend what tight games look like. I know they won all of them, but if you can add, you should add, and you can add, so they should.
Right. If you're just going to base everything, well, they're doing right now, let's leave everything now. No, I mean, because you look at what's happening now.
God forbid Zach McKinstry regresses back down to the utility player he's been for his entire career, or Javi Baez takes a step back, or Torque gets into a slump, or Riley Green gets into a slump, or Parker Meadows
stays the way he is right now. Although he's starting to get out of it a little bit.
And they've done a good job picking up one another, but we saw last year in the playoffs, if you're swinging and missing, you're not putting the ball in play, you can't use your base running, and you end up in these games you never wanted to be in. One proven bat can go a long way. Mm-hmm. Texter says they still need a bat. They're winning, but every time I tune in, it's 1 or 2 hits by the 7th or the 8th inning. Doug in Rochester. And one ticket text says, no way we're glossing over Costa saying he built his cat a fort for 4th of July.
Okay, what kind of fort?
I mean, it wasn't anything extravagant.
It wasn't the catio?
No. It's just a couple blankets over furniture.
Oh, okay.
You know what I don't get? Is people will spoil their dogs, and that's totally fine. But if someone spoils their cat, that's, like, embarrassing. How dare you, like, care for your animal when they're freaked out over the fireworks?
You know what I think that is? That's not if people spoil their cat. It's if Jim Costa spoils their cat.
Right.
It's fine. I get how this works. 248-539-9797. We're talking a lot of Tigers basking in a sweep of the Guardians over the weekend. One of the stories that we haven't really spent a lot of time on from the weekend. They'll do that next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning on a Monday following 4th of July weekend. Little Alejandro.
Isn't that the first name of the Blue Jays catcher?
Catcher who got in over Dingler. Yeah. Greg is always doing stuff subtly behind the scenes here.
I'm surprised he didn't play stuff from Star Trek, Captain Kirk.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Alejandro Kirk.
I don't have any issue with Kirk in over Dingler.
Underrated Lady Gaga song, by the way.
True. Look, if you're mad Torque's not in, you can make a numbers case. If you wish McKinstry was in, hey, fire up chips. I'll sit there with you. But four All-Stars for the Tigers.
It's fine.
This is a team, right?
We need the rest.
We got to take a texture points it out, man. It is a team.
Yeah.
They're not worried about the individuals. I know Scooble was sticking up for his teammates yesterday, but four All-Stars, most of any team in the American League for the team with the best record in the American League. Everybody gets a representative, so it squeezes out a couple guys that otherwise had cases.
Yeah.
Casey Mize.
He had a case.
He had a case, too.
Yeah.
How about the game he had on Saturday?
That was when you needed it, because you only had two hits, right?
He had seven innings of shutout baseball. Mm-hmm. Less than a base runner an inning. And the times he did have a little traffic, sixth, seventh inning, he bared down and got it done. They didn't pull him. He finished the job.
He's had six straight games, I believe, where he's given up two or fewer runs.
ERA now down to 2.63. Mm-hmm. On a team where we have focused on Javier Baez and his redemption arc from get his ass out of town to starting center fielder in the All-Star game. In a season where we've highlighted Spencer Torkelson, does he even have a job when the season starts, to everyday bopper at first base? Casey Mize is having a great redemption story, too.
Absolutely. Well, about a month ago when I was in here with you, we did a, you know, what was it? Buy, trade, sell, or whatever it was.
Or buy, sell, or hold with right. those three guys.
Yeah.
And I think we both bought Mize.
Yes.
He was the guy we were most optimistic about.
Yes.
And he got injured for a couple weeks in there. But Stoney, he's locked down as the number two starter on this ball club right now.
Yeah.
And I feel good with him as the number two for the postseason.
Absolutely. Look, when you look at the rotation, and actually he's actually pitched decent his last two or three starts, being Flaherty. Right now, I don't, you know, AJ's never going to say it right now, and they're not going to give numbers except for Scooble, obviously. But if I'm ranking the starting pitchers on this team, Flaherty's four. It's Scooble, Mize, Olson, Flaherty.
And in a five-game series, maybe Jack doesn't pitch.
Right. You put him in, you know, God forbid you need somebody early in a game or whatever. Yeah.
For Casey Mize, think about this. He wasn't on the ALDS roster a year ago.
Right.
And we're talking about him starting game two of the ALDS right now.
You almost got this sense last year, or maybe it was even the year before, that there was a little acrimony between him and the organization.
You remember they fought over $25,000 in arbitration?
Yeah.
Which, hey, $25,000, you and me, it's a lot of money. For a ball player, it's like, what are we doing here?
Right.
This is a number one overall pick, and they're fighting over $25,000. Mm-hmm. But he went through Tommy John, essentially missed two seasons
right.
with Tommy John. Then's fighting with the team over MLB pennies. Wasn't on the ALDS roster, and now he's a clear-cut number two.
Yes.
his redemption story, maybe it's not as impressive as the other two, but I think it's in there. I think it should be included in the conversation.
Absolutely.
Like, who's the most impressive of the bunch? Is it Javi?
I think it's probably Javi from where he was, but I don't know. Javi at least had some sort of stardom before.
Right.
Mize has really been, except for every once in a while, he's been disappointing his whole career from where he was drafted.
Some of this was you come out of Auburn, number one overall pick, yeah. And you're supposed to be an ace.
Yeah.
And he really was a guy who didn't walk dudes, had the splitter, and just kind of nibbled. And it's hard to be an ace that way.
Yeah.
But his splitter, he's amped up the velo on his fastball and his splitter, mm-hmm. and he's gotten stronger in the lower body. I mean, he really has put in the work. Yes. I know all these guys do, but like you can see it with him that he had a clear fork in the road moment in his career where I'm not even on the playoff roster. And I got to put in the work this offseason. I got to be stronger post Tommy John. Right. And this is that second season post Tommy John.
To me, he's the best story. Now, he doesn't play every day like the other two pretty much do. But it's because if you have another starter in there, man, it's great. And he's been that guy.
How much does it alleviate people's concern what he's done? Because we get calls saying they need a bat, they need an arm, both in the bullpen and in the rotation. I feel like the rotation is a distant third.
Yes. Although the way this team gets injured, I mean, I don't.
That's
I don't,
pitching for
yes,
you.
Yes, right. I know. I'd still think if I'm going to prioritize it, as bad as the hitting was this week, even though they won the three this weekend, I say another bullpen arm is still number one in my, you know, Chapman's number one for me.
Followed by then a bat mm-hmm. and then a starter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom?
It has to be the bullpen right now. I mean, because the starter...
Who'd they throw out in the eighth inning yesterday?
Bailey Horn.
Yeah, the starter's leash is shorter in playoff baseball, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Skubal coming out last year. What?
Six
innings? Yeah. So you're playing the better teams. The better teams stretch out pitchers. You don't want your starter to be seen a third time, except for Skubal, probably. Even Mize, I question
everybody
whether.
Else is 4 or 5 innings.
Yeah. So
how do you get the job done? You need an arm in the bullpen.
I hope this team doesn't fool itself into believing they don't need anything, because they certainly have I think they know they need a bullpen arm.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to dismiss or disrupt any chemistry. And I don't think a starting pitcher would either, because they definitely need a five. Mm-hmm. And I'd still like to see them do that, but you can't have everything. But I wonder, with the team's chemistry in the lineup and you win games like yesterday and you see this team plays, you know, Tarek Skubal just campaigned to have 3 more All-Stars. What's that do?
So you know? Is this you saying, not that you don't want them to add a bat, but that may be in their mind when it comes to who to add? So yeah. Suarez is a guy that's come up because the Diamondbacks are in the toilet.
Right.
Would you not get him because what? I mean, McKinstry didn't start the game. McKinstry can still be McKinstry if you add a third baseman.
Right, because AJ's AJ.
Right.
I'm just asking the question. I didn't.
Yeah. I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just saying.
That stuff does matter. Right. I don't anticipate, you know, who would you think is the leader of this team? Riley Green? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't anticipate it. If they decide to don't do anything to deadline, then when the season's over, one of them players pulling a Dylan Larkin saying the room was pissed off we didn't do anything at the deadline.
No.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
They don't have any chemistry.
Well, they'll do, oh, no. But they'll do something.
Yes.
Like the bare minimum to me
everybody does something.
You're going to add some reliever who throws a different shape that you don't already have in your bullpen.
Right.
Amateur geometrist Scott Harris will find a new shape that they can throw in their bullpen. He's all about the shapes. They'll add somebody from a struggling seller in the bullpen. It's just, are they going to add more than what I think is the bare minimum, a reliever?
Right. The question, I mean, there's other teams in a similar situation who need relievers as well. Everybody does. So there's going to be competition for that.
But I think there's more. History tells us. We've been on the other side of this going,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got 3 relievers. I'd trade any of them.
Right.
So go down the rosters. I mean, I know the Rockies have a couple dudes people like.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned Chapman with the Red Sox if they end up being sellers.
In terms of adding a bat, I've been on this for like probably a month. I would just do Suarez and I'd do it right now and I'd be done with it. I think it's the perfect add.
You wouldn't wait for the dream scenario.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't get strung out and wait until the deadline. I go target my guy. This is a power bat. It's the perfect bat for this lineup and the perfect position of need.
Yeah, but tell me one time Alex Bregman has strung out the Detroit Tigers.
He's a true rental, Suarez. True yes. rental, and you might have interest in bringing him back.
Maybe, because there's a team option, right?
Yes.
Who knows?
The one thing that's nice about, and it goes cuts
no, wait,
both ways.
He's an actual rental. He's a straight rental.
Is
yes.
he?
Yes.
Okay. The double-edged sword with him. Postseason baseball, one swing of the bat. We saw it last year with Kerry Carpenter. That power is legit. The other thing is he strikes out a ton, and we know they like to own the zone, and they already have a strikeout problem. With Bregman, I mean, I don't have to sell you on this. He's the better player. Strikes out less, puts the ball in play more, has a higher OPS, plays gold glove third base. If there's even a chance he's available, I'm waiting on him.
Right. I don't think.
Especially because you feel like otherwise you're okay, right? That's the case to pursue Bregman is, well, it's not like if we don't get Suarez, right. The whole thing collapses.
Red Sox are only a couple out.
Yeah. I know. They're being stingy. They're staying in the fight.
Right.
That's the thing, though. Like, I'm actually surprised that's your answer. You would be willing to not be able to get Suarez because you're going to wait for Bregman.
I would prefer Alex Bregman. I don't know if I've made this clear before.
I don't think
before.
You answered that question.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You'd be willing to lose out on both.
Yes. To pursue the best option possible. I don't want to settle 6 weeks out. Well, I guess we're 4 weeks out now.
Yeah.
I mean, we already know they're good. I want them to be great.
I wouldn't. I'd wait at least a week for Suarez and see what happens.
Yeah, it's unfortunate the Red Sox didn't go in the tank as dramatically as we'd all hoped.
I know.
248-539-9797, talking about the redemption story that is Casey Mize and just the great stories from over the weekend. Tigers sweep the Guardians. Not a great story. I already had a joke about our hockey team this morning. Reports about how this team is viewed. Really? Can't get a meeting with this guy? It's 97-1.
Listen to those Tiger fans in Cleveland.
I love it. That's the most satisfying game of the year. Tigers.
Yes.
Find a way. Sweep the Guardians.
Amazing. By the way, condolences to our friends in Grand Rapids. They will not be able to see Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, and Jose Briseño anymore. They got promoted to Erie yesterday.
Altogether.
So, yeah. So double A is usually the point in someone's career where you think the person's either going to make it or not make it.
And some people would argue like the best players are in double A.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Which seems counterproductive because triple A is closer to the big leagues, but those elite prospects you find out in double A.
Yes.
So Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, and so Briseño is this guy that no one even knew about a year ago.
Yeah. He went to the Arizona Fall League and just like stopped. He hit like three home runs every game. No, I'm exaggerating.
He had a 1300 OPS. Yeah, it's video game stuff. And you go, okay, well, it's Fall League. Who knows? Mm-hmm. 1,000 OPS in high A. He's not even 21 years old. 6'4", big power. I don't know. He's probably 2 years away like all these guys. But
right.
It's good problems to have because what they're going to do is they're going to create a little bit of a squeeze now in terms of like players and at-bats and double A and triple A. Someone's got to get squeezed out and they become a trade chip.
Well, they have trade chips if these guys are playing any decently. I mean, like Chase Young,
He's got upside for somebody.
I'm not holding on to him for any particular reason.
If he's the second
to develop.
If he's the second piece in a bigger trade, I think that makes all the sense in the world, right?
Yeah.
Or can he get you a relief pitcher?
Right.
I would think so. Someone gets control of a once promising bat and he's hitting in triple A or has.
Right. And even the guy they got with Sweeney and the Flaherty trade, Lorenzen, right?
Yeah, which it feels like a little bit of redundancy with Briseño. So you got power hitting first base catcher guys.
Yes.
You can use one of them as a trade chip. I think another dude was the guy that we just played the home run for.
Yeah.
I don't think he's bolted down. Trey Sweeney would be a guy who someone else might covet in a trade that you're upgrading. Again, you're giving
Correct.
Up these guys only if you're upgrading. I mean, Hayu Lee.
Yeah. He's doing very well, Toledo.
What's his future in the organization?
Max Anderson.
Another guy that everybody loves. So a lot of these guys are infielders, by the way. So there's only so many spots. Mm-hmm. You should be willing to give up some of these guys, and they've said they will or are open to doing that.
Yes.
So there you go.
There's no need for them to hoard them. Look, Clark, McGonigal, and Briseño, I don't think you're going to have to like get a superstar for those guys to get traded.
Yeah, you're not giving them up for a rental. You're only doing it for a star with multiple years of control. Like, I as much as I love Alex Bregman, I'm not giving up Max Clark for 3 months of Bregman.
No, I know.
Now, if Bregman said, I'm opting into a 6-year deal with no opt-out, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, then some people still wouldn't do it, but now that's the type of move you do give up a guy for. 248-539-9797.
By the way, what would you do for Alex Bregman?
Oh, God. What wouldn't I, Stoney?
I mean, Alex Bregman, a good Jewish boy, would you convert? Would you convert to Judaism to bring Alex Bregman to Detroit?
I'm going to temple.
Yes.
Sheesh. Ticket text coming in. It says, go after Austin Riley from the Braves. If you're talking third baseman, he has power and he's a better hitter than Suarez. He's signed a long-term deal. He's not a name that's come up at all. I don't know that the Braves are motivated to move Austin Riley.
No, well, don't forget, they're general manager. They only make trades when they can fleece other teams, too, it seems.
Yeah. 28 years old, he signed a 10-year, $212 million contract that takes him through 2032 with a team option for 2033. I don't feel like the Braves think they're going into a long rebuild.
No.
They'll take this year as a year where they take their lumps. I don't imagine he's actually going to get dealt.
Right. I don't think they're going to trade Sale either.
No, I think.
Once he comes back.
Yeah, that injury threw a wrench in it. Texas says, go get Lugo from the Royals or make an attempt. I think the relievers will be all right. We could probably afford a bat too, but pitching is playoff baseball.
Well, relief pitching is playoff baseball.
More than starting pitching is at this point.
As the way the game has evolved.
It's shifted.
Yes.
What is he specialist? It's a guy who comes out and throws two pitches. And you only get to see him once, maybe twice in a 7-game series. Mm-hmm. Managers are very strategic about not letting you see the same guy twice. So it's the super pen. It's having 6-7 guys that can take you from the 6th inning on,
right.
In some cases, the 5th inning on. That's what playoff baseball has morphed into.
I know.
It's specialists. It's a lefty for this pocket in the lineup, and then you don't see him again.
Right. If you have a stud like Skubal, that's a different story. But most of the other guys, you're seeing lots of relievers by the 6th inning.
Casey has the biggest complaint as not being an all-star. Do you think that?
Yeah, but I mean, there's other guys, like I mentioned Valdez. Okay, so his ERA is a little better than his, but the strikeout by Valdez is incredible. I mean, there's others. People, I haven't looked at the stats. I read somewhere, they think, what's his name for Texas? Evaldi.
He's a hell of a pitcher.
Got snubbed.
Sure.
The aforementioned Lugo.
Yeah.
Now, he's only 6-4.
I don't care about your win-loss record.
No, I know.
I care about how you pitch. You could pitch well and lose. You could pitch. I mean, Paul Skenes is a great example of that. Pitching well and losing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about your win-loss record.
Agree.
248-539-9797. All right, Stoney, the Red Wings. You and I talked a little bit about them on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Long holiday weekend. Maybe people didn't get a chance to hear what we thought of Yzerman's offseason, but there's clearly frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
And, people want to point out, well, there's only so much Steve could do. I saw a report from Elliot Friedman. The Red Wings had interest in Nikolaj Ehlers, who did not have interest in meeting with Detroit.
I think Grigorkov, or whatever his name is, the defensive from L.A., who played for Todd McClellan,
yep.
Wanted to go to New York immediately.
Do we have a reputation problem here with our hockey team?
Well, I don't know if it's the hockey team or it's that we're not a glorious city in other people's minds.
Oh, here we go, Sophie Cunningham all over again.
I don't know. I mean, the reason we got guys years ago, besides the no cap deal, we did get guys when there was a cap, is the fact that this team was really good. But as you pointed out before the show, this is not just an Yzerman thing. This has been going on for a while.
Oh, I don't bring this up necessarily to stick up for Steve.
No, I know.
But it is just a history lesson. I remember, was it 2012, Parise and Suter?
Yeah.
We're going to get these two great USA hockey studs. They're going to extend what had been kind of the end of the era of Red Wing hockey.
Right.
And instead they go to Minnesota. Now, neither player turned out to be what they were supposed to be.
No, and they both were from there and all that.
I understood. But we didn't get those guys.
Right.
And we haven't gotten meetings with big names. Stamkos in his prime didn't meet with us.
Right.
Stamkos last year, it didn't sound like, even as he was exiting his prime, gave us much of a thought. Now we can't even get a meeting with Nikolaj Ehlers? The guy's never scored 30 goals in a season.
I know.
He's a definition of secondary scoring. Like, we brought him up as a name because of a pretty dry free agency class.
Correct. It's all about
winning. But we can't even get a meeting with Nikolaj Ehlers? Like, I mean, some of this is a question of what does it mean to be an original six franchise with top-notch facilities and a history? The answer is very little.
No. If the team is not a team, guys, now look, the money, it's, the money's huge, number one, not compared to other sports, but the money differential from one team to the other is not going to be that much to sway somebody, I don't think. Now these guys, they, it seems for the most part, they want to go someplace where they have a chance to win. I mean, say what you want about Marner, and he, you know, made a lot of money and all that stuff. But Vegas is really freaking good. Mm-hmm. If Vegas was a team that wasn't really good, would he have gone there? I don't think so.
Right. Would the Panther players stay there if the team was struggling to make the playoffs?
No.
Yeah, but the tax breaks. No, they. No. I don't think it has the same appeal if you're not winning.
No.
So, if anything, it's not like to defend Iserman. It's more of an indictment that they haven't created a winning product to lure in.
Which is he should take some responsibility for, no doubt.
Or even get the meeting.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing he goes, hey, I'd rather play for Carolina, or they offered me $500,000 a year more.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Detroit? Nah. I'm not going to take the Zoom. I'm not going to fly out. I'm not going to give him the time of day. Ehlers.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid.
No.
Ehlers won't meet with us. Do we have a reputation issue with our hockey team? It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.